Hello.
Hello. My name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yes. What's All the right, survey please. About?
It's a few questions we have about general issues. Now, let me ask you this. Just give me a sec. All right. Are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
In which county are you registered to vote?
San Bernardino.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're representative sample, we have a representative sample. In what year were you born?
63.
Thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school?
I've got a bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely will you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you not at all likely, not very likely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. In thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as Vice President?
Approve.
Do you approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you heard of the person, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is Kamala Harris.
Oh, favorable.
And would that be strongly favorable or somewhat favorable?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden?
Strongly favorable.
Thank you. How about Yvette Harrell?
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
How much can I disagree? Strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Yeah, unfavorable. Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. And last one is Gabe Vasquez.
Strongly favorable.
Thank you so much. And which of the following issues, areas, will you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be? First one is the economy and jobs, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, government spending and the debt, national security and foreign affairs, the environment and climate change, illegal immigration and border security, crime and drugs, protecting democracy, education, taxes, health care, social security and Medicare, or abortion.
How many do I get to choose?
Up to two.
Oh, well, there's several there that's good. climate change.
Okay.
And democracy.
Democracy. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
I will take 10, but I'm more like a 20.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking some more about this year's November elections, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Okay, and it will be probably Harris or definitely Harris?
Definitely. I'm not changing my mind.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Yvette Harrell, Republican, and Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
No, Gabe Vasquez.
And definitely Vasquez or probably
definitely.
Vasquez?
Definitely. Definitely. No Republicans am I voting for.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. We're about 80%. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Now, I would like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the type of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to your vote. First one says, Gabe Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Neither.
Okay. So makes no difference?
Makes no difference. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next one says, Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shoot it all down. Let's just get rid of it immediately. Would that make you more likely or less or more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Next one, as crossing of our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is revenging New Mexico. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Neither.
Thank you. Next one, Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
That one might be less likely, but I'll still vote for him.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with this part. Next one says, Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Neither. It wouldn't change.
No difference. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next one, Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with record high prices in the worst border crisis in American history. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
More likely. Much more or mm-hmm. somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Next one, Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and supports sanctuary cities which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Thank you. Next one, Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Thank you so much. Next one, Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you so much. Just a few more and we're done with this part. While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the last Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants, Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Thank you so much. Next one, while crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
And no difference.
Thank you so much. Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Thank you so much. Next one, even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border in New Mexico, having the eighth highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Thank you so much. Next one. Earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Thank you so much. And the last one, finally, Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, "It's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else." Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Yvette Herrill, Republican, or Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Gabe, but you haven't told me anything the Republican is for or against. You must be a poll for the Republican.
I'm just reading this verbatim, ma'am.
I understand, but you brought all negative stuff on Gabe, and I haven't heard anything about the other lady. And no, it's not going to change.
Okay. Will you definitely Vasquez or both the Vasquez or probably
yes.
both?
Yes. Oh, it definitely will be definitely.
Now, just a few more questions about yourself for statistical purposes, and we're done with this part, ma'am, despite how you might feel today. Are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
These days I'm a pretty strong Democrat.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Well, it's sort of between liberal and moderate, but if I had to choose one, I'd probably say moderate.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, may I know what is your race?
I'm white.
Thank you very much. Are you currently single, never married, or married and living with a partner, married, separated, widow, or divorced?
Married, living with my husband.
Thank you. Now, just for statistical purposes, and despite how you may feel today, please tell me for whom did you vote in the election for president in November 2020?
Oh, I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was a New Mexico Republic.
New Mexico Republican.